This is about an American Academy of Pediatrics report claiming parents of small children have been hit with fever phobia, resulting in unnecessary trips to the doctor.
I would tend to agree to a point. You have to take into account that fever is a normal response for anybody to try to ward off and destroy bacteria, creating an inhospitable environment for an infection to flourish. But there are caveats to that. For example, children under 3 months of age don't mount very good immune responses. And so a fever, and by defining fever, usually over 38.5 degrees Celsius, tends to be more worrisome for a younger child. The bottom line to fevers is that if a child does not seem to be bothered by it, they're functioning well, doing reasonably well, they're eating, they're active, the fever is not as much of a consequence. But if a child is showing those things, if they're lethargic, they don't want to eat, there's behavior changes, there are more symptoms that seem worrisome, absolutely you should check the child out. This is a learning curve situation for parents, because I have parents, first-time children, they come in a lot because they haven't seen this before. They don't know what to do, and that's understandable. But you look at parents, and you know very well, Steve, you had children, second, third child. You go, okay, I know what it is. Not a big deal. We don't have to take a trip to the doctor. So it really is an experience, learning curve situation. And so that's essentially the message they're trying to give to people, is to try and let them understand that most fevers, in fact, many fevers, do not lead to febrile seizures, especially low-grade fevers, and that they are useful to a point if the child is comfortable and not suffering any deleterious effects from the fever itself.
All right. Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome, Steve.